Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle. We are here for an episode where I'm going to do something a little bit different. Postseason, Big Brother season is over, but it is, you know, recently ending. So what I wanted to do was kind of recap my five most memorable moments from the season. Okay, this was a really fun season for me. A lot of different moments, a lot of different blowups, a lot of different things that I thought were super interesting, super funny. And so I thought this was like a fun way to recap all of that and kind of jump in to a full little like smooth, fun recap of the season. So make sure you are, you know, weighing in down below in the comments. Let me know after the episode, after you listen. Did your moments align with mine? Was the order a little bit different? Or are there some things that I missed in here that you found better and more memorable from the season? As always, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on those notifications for the channel. Appreciate all the love, all the support all season long. So let's jump right into it. Okay. So number five. Okay, we're going to be going backwards in order. We're going to start with number five and we're going to go to number one. I have the Angela meltdown over the charcuterie board. This was a hilarious moment of the season because it was like Angela just like unraveling. Like, you know, she had won the HOH the week prior, so she had all this stuff. We had seen kind of a blow up earlier in the season from her. And then the house guest kind of eating the charcuterie board, and when it cuts to her laying down on the living room floor, just kind of like staring up at the ceiling, and then cutting to her in the diary room talking about how like cheese boards are good for however long, like whatever that means, which honestly, she's really not wrong. It was one of the funniest moments of the season. Like, although it's kind of harsh to like laugh at her misery, but like, it just was so funny to me to watch her just kind of like sit there and, you know, make this whole ordeal over the charcuterie board that was hers being eaten. And she kind of directed it at Brooklyn versus like the entire house that was, you know, obviously like chomping down. I would listen, if I'm being honest with you, if she was the have not, And that charcuterie board broke out. And the way that Brooklyn meticulously put that thing together, my goodness, I wanted to make my own charcuterie board at home. It looked so good. And so I would have been diving into that and hoping that Angela didn't want to like target me for that, because she tends to, you know, possibly do things for that. And this was the part of the season where like if you were on Angela's radar, you were going home. The Angela curse was going strong all season long. You crossed Angela, you went home. And so this was a really fun one for me. And then we saw Brooklyn go home shortly after. So that was number five for me. All right, before we get into number four, we're going to hear from this week's sponsor of the episode, Uncommon Goods. Listen, if you're anything like me, you tend to wait to do your shopping until the last minute, and that becomes very difficult because then you need to think of specifics. But this holiday season, I am not fearing that, all thanks to the sponsor of this week's episode, Uncommon Goods. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with incredible hand-picked gifts from Uncommon Goods. They make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for original, handmade, and absolutely remarkable things for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for your Secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. Some of the things that I was looking to this year for my mom, I was like, okay, perfect, easy. Got some in-home spa treatments that you can do. Obviously perfect for the holiday season when you are just in your house in the cold weather here in New Jersey. And for my dad, I'm a massive Giants fan. Obviously, I get that from him. So what better to get than these New York Giants custom-made glasses? This is going to be perfect. So this made it super easy for me. And so it's a perfect place to go for your holiday shopping. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And for the Winter Circle listeners, you can get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/wintercircle. That's uncommongoods.com/wintercircle for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. All right, we are back. So let's jump right into it. It's coming in at number four, most memorable moment of the season. I have to say it was the T-Cor and Chemo vote flip that completely turned the house upside down, changed the momentum of the game, and really set the season on like a different path, right? So we had alliances forming. We had a group of eight, a group of five, and the season seemed that it was going on the specific path of maybe an alliance running the season and, you know, the people just getting picked off until that alliance finally had to cannibalize themselves. And this vote really turned everything upside down. It caused, you know, someone like Cedric to go home, someone like Brooklyn to go home after that. Then Chelsea was also on the chopping block. Like Chelsea really had a lot of power early on. And this kind of shifted the power over to T-Cor and Chemo. And they were really set up for a lot of success. I think it could have been handled a little bit better on their part. You know, I think that flip was huge because Tucker wins the HOH and then T-Cor wins the next HOH. And T-Cor was really in a great position to be set up deep in the game with even stronger connections that she was already forming. Unfortunately, she made the mistake of putting Tucker on the block and Tucker went home on her HOH week, which I felt didn't necessarily, you know, ruin her game. I don't feel like it did that at all because I think T-Cor was playing a really good game. I think Chemo was playing a really good game at that point. But what it did was it took an ally away from them and it also, you know, took a huge shield away from them. And maybe that could have helped them a little bit later down the road. Maybe that could have, you know, dragged Tucker a little bit further into the season and allowed, you know, other people to have gone home that maybe weren't great for their games. And then as they got to the point where, you know, they were in the final seven, I think is when T-Cor went home, you know, maybe that wouldn't have happened that way. Maybe somebody else would have won that HOH, you know? So I think sometimes in Big Brother, your moves have a little bit of a ripple effect. Like there are moves that are big game changers. And that's what this one was when they flipped the vote. But then a move like, you know, an ally of yours like Tucker going home has the small ripple effects, and you don't know how far those ripple effects will go in the game. But nonetheless, T-Core and Chemo vote flip was number four on the list of most memorable moments of the season.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Okay, number three, most memorable moment of this season. Obviously, this was a little tough. I mean, really, this one probably should be up a little higher, but my number one is just something I don't want to give too much away on it. But it just felt like it had to be number one. And so this is going to be the Tucker Vito blow up. And the chaos that ensued after that with the fight in the argument in the back between him and Cedric. So we have a veto ceremony early in the game. Cedric's the HOH. It's the third week. It's crazy that a lot of these most memorable moments are early in the season. And it's not to take away from, you know, stuff that happened later in the season. I still felt it was entertaining. But these were just such crazy moments. And so Tucker, you know, Cedric's the HOH. Tucker wins the veto. We hadn't really seen stuff like this before, and Tucker decides to use the veto on Angela. I have the image in my head of Angela just like in awe of Tucker using the veto. Oh my God. And it was a massive blow up. And then to have that happen, and then Cedric just not put Quinn on the block and ultimately go against, you know, what they had discussed previously. And, you know, him sitting there with McKenzie being like, that's not what was supposed to happen. And Cedric's just kind of chilling. And then he's daggering. His eyes could have cut through cement with how he's grilling Cedric. And that moment was so like entertaining. It was so captivating. Like I couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next. I couldn't wait to get on the feeds and see, you know, when I was seeing what happened, the blow up as it happened, I was watching the episode. I was like, I can't wait to see how they're going to edit this next episode. It was a really good transition into like what was going on for the season. And so that was easily, I mean, it could have been top two, but, you know, that was a huge moment for me, with this season and with kind of like the entertainment that we had. Really fun, really great. Tucker was probably one of the better characters that we've had on Big Brother in a very long time. Was pretty true to himself. So it's like interesting to call him a character, but Tucker's just like that type of personality. He was really good, really entertaining, really fun to have. He went way too soon. I would have loved to have seen how that would have played out moving forward if, you know, he didn't go home on a close allies HOH. You know, that was really unfortunate. I hated to see him go because I will say there, in my opinion, there was a lull when Tucker went home and was no longer in the game. There was a little bit of a lull of the season. And I was like, almost like, is this going to bounce back? And it did. So I'm happy that that happened. But, you know, at that moment, that was such a huge, memorable moment. I think that veto, and that, you know, because of how the events occurred where Tucker is the veto winner, he's sitting on the block, he uses it on somebody next to him, and then it didn't go the way that he had thought it was going to go, and it turned into this big blow up, is going to be not only one of the most memorable moments of this season, but probably one of the most memorable moments, and probably arguably the most or one of the most memorable veto meetings of all time. Obviously, it's going to be behind Dan's funeral. That was insane. But yeah, one of the other ones, some of the other vetoes that I think are up there is the Zach and Devin veto meeting from season 16. That was wildly entertaining. If you haven't watched these are circulating all over YouTube. Be sure to go watch these. Let me know of those three. So I think of the three, I'm going to go with Dan's funeral is number one. Zach's veto meeting is number two. And then this is going to be the number three of probably the most entertaining veto meetings in the history of the show. But then again, I'm not super well versed in a lot of the past seasons. So there may be something here that I'm missing that maybe you guys could let me know. But let me know down in the comments, because I would definitely love to go back and watch that on YouTube. So, all right.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coming in at number two, most memorable moments of the season. You know what it is. You know what? I'm going to do a little switcherooski just because I think this should be at number one. So I have it all written down. I'll do this. Number two, most memorable moment of the season is, it has to be Chelsea going into the history books and winning a season unanimously. She's the first female winner that has won on a unanimous vote. And so that was really, really memorable. I have to give a lot of kudos to Chelsea. Be sure to go and check out the interview if you haven't done so already between her and I. She was a brilliant mind, great for Big Brother, great strategically, great in competitions, was such a well-balanced overall player. It was a player that needed to be in this season, and we had it. We had seen some good strategic players in these recent seasons. And so this season had a lot of well-balanced things that made it so good. We had the entertainment, we had the blow-ups, we had, different crazy game moves happening. And then we had that really strategic player that was kind of masterminding a lot of the moves behind the scenes. One of the greatest moves was, and I think this move really won Chelsea the game, was getting Mackenzie to put Leah on the block, because that said to the told the jury, somebody else is manipulating this game even when they're not in power. And that person to the jury was Chelsea, which I completely agree with. So most memorable moment of the season, Chelsea winning. I'm going to put it at number two. That's what I did have at number one, because I think it was just, it's a historic win. So having a historic win in the season is really great, because it's not easy to win unanimously, and to get those votes the way that she did and the way that she articulated her game in the final two speech was extremely memorable. It's by the book how you want to play Big Brother. So I think Chelsea not only winning this season but winning it unanimously is definitely a top moment, not only for the season but just for the show, because she was a great player, great winner. Couldn't be happier for her. She got that check. Make sure you check out the interview. All right.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Number one, most memorable moment. I think you all know, based off what I haven't mentioned here, based off, you know, we all know what the most memorable moment of the season one it was. It was wild. It happened early and it carried throughout the entire season because it's all I felt like I was, you know, I was seeing it a lot. You saw it in constant in like some of the promotions that they were doing. It was Angela calling out Matt for his crazy eyes. Now, I have to say, it was thoroughly entertaining to watch this blow up because it was like Angela spiraling out of control in week one as the HOH. And we've seen that before where we've seen the week one HOH kind of spiral and ruin their own game. But maybe they don't have these blowups. Maybe it's just like the way that they're delivering, you know, or way that their delivery is in conversations, the way that they're not really setting themselves up because they are in power and are using that power as almost like a threat and like almost as fear for that week instead of using that power to like nurture relationships. And the funniest thing was is that Angela as the HOH was like, there were relationships coming to her and people were coming to try to, you know, form alliances with her, include her in alliances. So she really could have set herself up incredibly, but instead she spiraled out of control. We saw her start to lose it when Joseph and Quinn came up to mention the alliance to her. And she just thought it was them. It was Matt. She thought it was Matt trying to send them up to like mess with her and try to like conspire against her. And I was like, what is going on? Which ultimately brought us to the most memorable part of the season when she comes down clapping her hands, Matt. I couldn't believe that because everybody was in such a good mood still because it was so early in the game. It was so early to have somebody that was spiraling that bad to create a blow up was wild. Although the conversation between Angela and Matt was very interesting in the HOH room and the way that, Matt kind of went about that conversation was very interesting. And I mentioned this in the episode when I was covering the season early on. I just didn't love how he was delivering information. I thought she kind of went into it very like with open arms and willing to like squash it. And he kind of, you know, didn't go about it that way. He almost was like fight or flight. Like I'm ready to rock if you are, when she was kind of like trying to pump the brakes and relax. So ultimately brought us to the most entertaining piece and part of the season, which is wild to think about that because it was literally week one early in the season and it carried throughout. It made me so invested in the season early on because I was like, are we getting like the old school Big Brother? And I know there was a lot of people out there talking about like Angela's behavior. They didn't like how it was, you know, how she acted towards Matt. I know Christy was one of them. Christy was like, I don't feel like that's appropriate. And I was like, I love it. It's Big Brother. Like, give me all of that. I want to see it week in and week out. This is like the old school Big Brother that we were used to watching. And so I was for it. So that blow up, again, we had a couple things happen this season that I think are going to be memorable moments for years to come, which is why I felt like this season was such a fun, entertaining season of Big Brother that we hadn't really had in a while. We hadn't had these big blowups. I know, you know, for me, you know, on All Stars, it was all about like not having blowups. Like we did have a blowup on the season between Christmas and Bailey and, you know, Davon, but it was like, I don't know. Being a part of the season makes it feel like less entertaining. And I also felt like it was, you know, I don't know. It got really intense. So I didn't really love it. And so this season had this where it was just like Matt was kind of like, you know, dumbfounded by the whole thing. He was like crazy. I was like, is she talking to me? So I loved it. Loved this season. Really enjoyed it. So to recap quick, we had at number five, Angela laying down on the floor when the charcuterie board was getting eaten, when she was eaten, when she was a have not. At number four, the chemo and T-Core flip of the vote. Number three is going to be the Tucker veto blow up. Number two, Chelsea winning the season and being a dominant player. And number one, crazy eyes, Angela calling out Matt. That's going to be my list. Let me know down below if you feel like that's how you would order them. Would you kind of adjust it a little bit? Or are there things in there that you felt were more entertaining and more impactful? Like there was a lot of things that I thought, you know, season specific were super memorable. Like one of the honorable mentions I'll have to say is, you know, I kind of threw it in there with the Chelsea win, but it's like a really memorable moment for the season was the getting Leah on the block in McKenzie's HOH. Another memorable moment was living outside for a full week. Like, I cannot imagine having to do that as a house guest. Like, I don't think people realize, like, early in the morning, because there's no like humidity, it's like really cold at night. And then early in the morning, it gets kind of hot and the sun is like blasting in your face. It's reflecting off of the tarps that are in the backyard. So it's like really bright. So sleeping was probably a nightmare for the house guests, not to mention they had the janky waking them up all week long. It was like torture for an entire week. 7 days is just torture. I commend the house guests for going through that and dealing with it. But again, another honorable mention. So there was a lot of things this season that I think were great. You know, mentioning Ainsley and the AI arena twist, like that's another great one. But there were just such crazy memorable moments of like gameplay or blowups that I just had to kind of let those go by the wayside. But let me know what you all think. As always, I appreciate you joining me here on the Winner's Circle. Drop a comment down below as to what you guys think were the most memorable moments. List them out. I'm here. I'm for it. And I will see you guys next time.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.